Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yeah, besides the whole Joe to Trey Songz theme song on Power, he does good with the music choices.
We're going to forget that. You changed it back, so we're going to act like that didn't happen. What's good? What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
And it is Friday. The weekend is finally here. It's big weekend energy. Big weekend for new music. Big weekend for news. But let's get into some of what happened. Okay, so Lil Durk and his girlfriend, India, were unfortunately the victims of a home invasion out in Georgia. Now, on the lighter side of things, we have Moneybagg Yo, J. Cole, and Pooh Shiesty all duking it out for top-selling album of the year. Jay-Z has added a few more artists to the Made in America lineup, and 50 Cent announced the premiere date for his new show, BMF. Plus, we got tons of new music to talk about. Pop Smoke, Blast, Drakeo the Ruler, Cardi B, Normani, and more. Let's get down to it. Okay, so starting things off on a pretty serious note, on Sunday, Lil Durk and his girlfriend India Cox were reportedly the target of a violent home invasion out in Braselton, Georgia. So according to TMZ, multiple people broke into Lil Durk's home in the Chateau Elon neighborhood of Braselton. And when they broke in, gunfire was exchanged.
And what everybody was saying was that, you know, Lil Durk was shooting back and the girlfriend India was shooting back as well. So everybody was like, oh, they both try to protect themselves.
Yeah, you have to. People run up in your house with guns, you don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And the Georgia Bureau of Investigation confirmed that they were both the victims of the home invasion and aggravated assault. But luckily, neither one of them was hurt in this. Neither one of them was injured. And that was pretty much all the details that came out. But it kind of made me feel bad for Lil Durk because he's just already been losing so many people back to back. He just lost a brother. He just lost King Von right before that. He's lost other people from his team. And now people are bringing the drama actually to his front door, to his home. They both have children. Like, India has children she's had before Durk. Durk has children he's had before her. They have children together. Mm-hmm. So we don't know if kids were in the house at this time. Like, it's just a crazy situation.
That is crazy. Like, for it to be, like, right in your home. Unfortunately, still with the other instances, it's been at, like, hookah bars and, like, strip clubs. But to actually be shot up in your own home, that's where you lay your head. That's where your kids are at. You're supposed to be safe. That's crazy.
And like we said, there's also been some other strange stuff happening with Lil Durk and just these crazy instances, because on July 12th, they say that Lil Durk's home was raided in connection to a shooting that took place somewhere prior. So a gated community around where Lil Durk lives. So there's police raids going on, shootouts, home invasions. It's just a barrage of violence and foolishness going on. So best of wishes to Lil Durk and his family, man, because that's just a crazy way to live.
Yeah, definitely be careful, for real.
But this does speak to being prepared, because if both of them shot back, both of them were ready to take on whatever was happening, that's a testament to just being prepared for whatever. So kudos to them for that, making sure they made it out alive no matter what. You feel me?
Yeah, do what you had to do.
Exactly. Now let's take it to a lighter note. MTV Cribs is coming back. They running back a classic on us, man.
Yes, the new season is going to be coming August 11th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 30-minute episode. And my best guess is that it's just going to be just like the same. Big mansions, big lavish homes, big celebrities. You got Rick Ross going to make an appearance.
Also, well, how is that going to be a 30-minute episode? That's a two-hour episode. You know how big Rick Ross's house is?
True, that is huge.
That is an estate. That is a compound. How is that? How are we summing that up in 30 minutes? Let me know, MTV.
Right. Then you got, I guess we're going to go through the rooms really fast, but you got also Big Sean, Tinashe, Nick Young, JoJo Siwa, Martha Stewart, and a lot more other people. You're going to see their houses.
Oh, wow. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. MTV Cribs was a classic back in the day. Like some of my favorite episodes with Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. Of course, Redman when he took us to the trap.
Yep.
Yeah, man. This is a classic. I'm glad MTV is bringing this back. They can finally stop showing us ridiculousness 24 hours a day.
Oh my gosh.
Get some programming on that channel ASAP. I'm here for it.
I don't know why they play ridiculousness so much when you had like Room Raiders, Next, Cribs, like so many good MTV shows they could bring back, but they don't. Right.
Yeah, so I'm glad that they're bringing this back. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Now, onto some music. So we've had some major hip-hop releases this year. And some of the ones that are kind of like at the top of the list right now is Moneybagg Yo, Gangsta's Pain, J. Cole's The Offseason, Pooh Shiesty's album, Polo G's album, DJ Khaled, Lil Baby, Lil Durk. The list goes on. But those are like kind of the top guys. Now, according to an Instagram post by DJ Academics, Moneybagg Yo, out of all of those people, is actually the current number one hip-hop release of 2021.
That's wild. I mean, good looks to Moneybagg Yo, but like beating out J. Cole, beating out Polo G, DJ Khaled's album, like big ups to Moneybagg Yo.
Yeah, even Lil Baby, like, come on. Yeah. But I didn't expect this. I knew the Gangsta's Pain did well. I'm still listening to that album, like still in my daily rotation. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised here, but I'm surprised here.
Yeah, same here. Like Moneybagg, like I guess I'm with it then.
Yes, 659,000 copies sold.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
He might hit platinum before the year is over. Maybe. Dang,
that's a good look.
Yeah, he's almost pushing 700,000 right now. Another 300,000 if you platinum.
Might as well.
Now, the second biggest release has been Pooh Shiesty's album with 642,000 copies sold for Shiesty Season. Mm-hmm. And then after Shiesty Season was The Off Season with J. Cole, and that sold 623,000 copies. I mean, big releases in hip hop.
Yeah, hip hop definitely taking over this year for sure.
I think Moneybagg is in that number one spot because of Waukesha, man. People can't get enough. And Moneybagg said that Lil Wayne has a verse on Waukesha. He said Wayne's verse on Waukesha go crazy, so we might be getting the remix sometime soon, according to Moneybagg.
Oh, when that drops, you know that's going to shoot it up even more on the streams.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I see the play, man. Moneybagg's having a hell of a year. He's going on tour, a Gangsta's Pain tour in September. Definitely might have to pull up to that show when he comes to Charlotte.
Yeah, gotta see that one.
Oh, speaking of tours and live shows and all of that, Made in America Festival is happening again this year. It's also coming in September on the 4th and 5th. And Jay-Z, I guess he felt like, hey, let me add some more people to the lineup because we got a couple new artists on there.
Yep, he added Young Thug, Latto, Griselda, and Lloyd Banks.
And this is also the 10th anniversary for Made in America. So in addition to those people, he sprinkled a little more on there. Coi Leray, Kehlani, Fabio Foreign, Pierre Bourne, and Roc Nation artist Maida are all going to be on the lineup as well. And Kehlani was actually one of the people that tweeted about her excitement for joining the festival. She said, one of the few festivals I decided to play this year. See you at MIA. So I guess she was taking a little break from festivals, but she decided to come out of festival retirement real quick for Made in America. So yeah, are we pulling up to Made in America? Like DX Daily Live, you know they be having the little live podcast segments. Like we pulling up out there or what?
I feel like we should. It's only right. Get all the artists. We talk about them every day. We got to be at the show. So
I'm telling you, they literally do live podcasts at Made in America. I'm just saying, we can put it out there. Made in America, Jay-Z, Roc Nation, whoever, you know, we are available. We'll make ourselves available.
Yeah, we will pull up. No suitcase. We don't need nothing. Just our microphone. We're good to go.
Come on.
Yeah.
Now, more announcements. 50 Cent has announced the BMF show premiere date. It's finally finished and it's coming out. We got a date.
Yes, it's going to be on the Stars Network, and it's September 26th. That is the date.
Everything's happening in September, like these Such festivals.
A busy month.
The tours, everything is going down in September. And as you know, the BMF is the story of the Black Mafia family, Big Meech and all them, his brother, Terry, Southwest T, and the 2000s Black Mafia family drug empire. So we know this is where 50 shines at, making crime shows, whether it's Power, whether it's For Life, whether it's based on true stories or completely made up fiction. 50 shines in this arena. So I'm excited about this. And on top of this, he also has Power Book 3 coming out, the Raising Canaan edition, and that's dropping on Sunday. So 50 Cent got shows on shows on shows.
Right. Like, the man stays busy. Like you said, the whole drama and drug type of show, that's his realm. And mm-hmm. he just does good with everything. So I'm excited for the BMF. I get my Stars app reloaded.
If they don't put Rick Ross BMF on this soundtrack, I'm going to be highly, highly upset. So 50, I hope you did right by us with the music, which he normally does, or his teams normally do. So I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, besides the whole Joe to Trey Songz theme song on Power, he does good with the music choices.
We're going to forget that. You changed it back, so we're going to act like that didn't happen. But other than that, you're right. He does pretty good with the soundtracks. Speaking of soundtracks, let's get into this new music. It is New Music Friday. We got some big, big releases. Pop Smoke, the Wu, has finally dropped his second posthumous album, and it's called Faith.
Yep, that dropped at midnight, and a bunch of features on that one. I think there was, well, there's Pusha T, there's Kanye West, there's Quavo, Takeoff, Chris Brown, bunch of big names on there.
The smoke will never clear, man. I can't wait to listen to that once I get off work this morning. Yes, it's going to be fire. Mm-hmm. I already know. And we got new music from Blast and Bino Rideau, Six Tape 2. Come on, Blast. Foot on Next Season.
Come on.
DX Rising Star. We love to see it. Drakeo the Ruler dropped Ain't That the Truth. And ASAP Ant dropped Enter the Infantry Volume 2.
Some pretty big albums this weekend.
Come on now.
And you can't forget about the singles. Some of the big singles that dropped are Cardi B and Normani's Wild Side.
Ooh.
Did you see the visuals for this one yet?
I saw the visual for the single artwork, and I was like, okay, I know what this is about to be. And I haven't seen the actual video for it yet, but I enjoy Cardi in the lane of linking up with the younger female artist, even though she's young too, so it sounds weird to say that, but like, just linking up with a Megan Thee Stallion, linking up with a Normani, any of the young up-and-coming girls, like, I like to see Cardi with them. That's a good pairing.
It is always a good pairing. I actually like when she goes to like the R&B people like Kehlani, Fareen, and Normani right here. And the biggest thing about this song is that Normani was sampling Aaliyah's One in a Million. It's given that. It's given choreography. It's given nudity in the video. It's given a lot in the visuals. So that's a good one right there.
Normani is always going to give choreography now. That's one thing she's always going to do. So I'm not surprised.
Always. You also got new singles from Trippie Redd and Lil Uzi Vert, that Holy Smokes. You got Two C's, Head Over Heels. Again, shout out to the DX Daily Rising Star. You also got Russ Cheers, and then Funk Flex, King Von, and Polo G, The Lurkin' Remix.
So plenty of new music to get into. We are going to let you get to it. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, follow our socials as well. I'm at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
Have a good weekend, and we will see you next week with more Daily News.
See ya.